going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We take you up until 2 here on the program. WQM's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, is back Friday, May 9th at Tabacon at Plantation Walk. You guys can talk sports unfiltered. The WQM's sports staff enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. It's free, all right, but space is limited. RSVP now, WQAM.com, to reserve your spot. We had an awesome time last time. It was a really, really fun event. Had some drinky poos.
Yeah.
Get up on stage. You riff about sports. Sometimes we do a piano bar style. Listen, one of the they did, it was us. It was me, Hollywood, and Solana went up there. We kind of did a piano bar style. You throw it up there. Throw some topics. We can get to them. Crowder, Leroy, and Joe Rose did the last time. They were hot. They were just riffing. Riffing on stories. It's a fun time. It was a really fun event. And did I mention the drinky poos? Oh, the drinky poos were good. So... I'm not a huge cigar smoker, but I'm a whiskey drinker.
Yeah, I don't drink. I didn't smoke a cigar either.
So, but if you are, beautiful setup to smoke some cigars. So join us at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at EdmoreSawgrass.com. And again, you can register for free. RSVP at WQAM.com. Let us get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Marlins, they'll be back at it today. Game 2 of their 3-game set against the Reds. They won yesterday 6-3. Wagamon and Stowers going deep. Agustin Ramirez making his debut. He was good. I like having an exciting catcher. This makes me very happy. And Max Meyer, unfriggin' believable. What a start to the season he's had for the Fish. So they will go at it today. And, of course, the big one that we have our attention on is tonight.
Big.
Panthers.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Ooh.
Game 1 of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Leroy, do you have the goosies?
I do. I'm ready for this to get started.
Goosies.
Been excited about this, waiting out the last couple of weeks of the season. Hopefully everybody's healthy and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Paul Maurice saying minutes ago, Matthew Tkachuk will be a game time decision. It will be decided after warm-ups. He was skating this morning at morning skate on the second line, as he has been. But waiting with anticipation. We will see whether or not Chucky will be out there for the Cats. But it is exciting times. Playoff hockey, ladies and gentlemen, is back tonight. And, of course, you can hear that right here, 560 WQM. Doug Plagans on the call. Sergei Bobrovsky. Bob, do your thing, dude. It's your time. Your time now.
Do we really need to tell Bob to do his thing?
He's not listening right now. He's probably listening to like classical music or watching a documentary.
He's focusing right now.
It's easy.
Because who's going to stop him?
This is a monumental moment in my life.
None of these kids have reached puberty yet. They're talking like they're 60 years. One's
hockey
eight.
Will do that to you.
One's like 8, another one's like 10.
Love it. The Heat back on the practice court as they are getting ready for game 2 of their first round series against the Cleveland Cavaliers. That, of course, will be tomorrow night as the Heat will look to even up their series against Cleveland after losing in game 1, getting stomped in the fourth quarter by Ty Jerome. So looking to bounce back there. There is a player poll out, Leroy, from The Athletic. The NBA player poll.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some thoughts on some things. They have thoughts on who they think MVP should be.
SGA.
The overwhelming majority of them, 155 votes, 56% say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So no surprise there. They said, of the teams other than your own, not allowed to pick your own team, who will win the championship this year?
OKC.
Overwhelming say Boston. 57.7% say Boston, then OKC.
They're wrong.
Then Cleveland, then the Lakers. The next one is, who will be the face of the league 5 years from now?
Ooh. Anthony
James.
Edwards.
LeBron James.
LeBron. No. Anthony Edwards, that's your guess?
Yeah.
He was second.
Wait.
Bam Adebayo.
No.
No.
Nah.
I would say Luka.
No, actually I was surprised by this. Luka was down on the list. I was surprised by that.
It can't pick Joker because he doesn't
think tall.
Wemby
was the overwhelming favorite. 54% of the vote went to Wemby. 13.8% went to Anthony Edwards. Then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Then Tatum at 6.5%.
But here's the thing.
2.9% said Luka.
You got to have the personality.
He got traded, I guess.
Anthony Edwards has the personality that we don't know Wemby has. Wemby's love. Listen, Wemby's worldwide. But Anthony Edwards has that kind of dog in him that everybody likes.
I love Anthony Edwards. He's a tremendous basketball player, and I hope we can poach him from the Timberwolves one day.
You can't.
You don't know that. Minnesota sucks. Respectfully. It's cold.
2.9%. That's crazy.
Of Luka?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I thought that would suit just because.
Luka and the Lakers. That's why I said that.
I agree with you. I'm surprised it's such a little return because, like, we're still talking about that trade. Like, I mean, it stopped the sports world, so I'm a little surprised by that too. This is a good one, though. Good topic, and a lot of cowards because a lot of these votes got like 156 results. A lot of them have 133. Only 90 votes on this one because there's a lot of cowards who were worried that this was going to be a non-anonymous survey.
Oh, okay.
We know about these anonymous.
Oh, we know about that, dude.
Oh, dude.
Who is the league's most overrated player, Leroy?
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to go with Jaren Jackson.
No.
Oh.
Jaren Jackson he's amongst the results, but he's like others receiving votes at the bottom.
Okay, let me go. Oh, Rudy Gobert?
He is second.
Ah.
Second. Rudy Gobert is second, 10% of the vote.
Hold on.
Lauri Markkanen.
No.
Not on the list.
Ah.
If everybody's petty like you, Tatum.
Oh.
Tatum
should be on the list.
Is not on the list.
Wow.
No returns on Tatum.
Wow. All right, hold on.
Okay. Gotta think how another player would think, Leroy.
I think for the most part they like LeBron.
You want a hint?
Yeah.
Point guard.
Ooh.
Ja Morant.
Oh.
Ja Morant is tied for fifth.
Okay.
4.4% of the vote.
Point guard.
Julius Randle, Draymond Green, and Bradley Beal.
Point guard.
Draymond Green point could be guard. Number 1.
That's a fact.
A triple single, and they praise it like it was a triple double.
Mm-hmm.
A point guard.
Recently had beef with Tim Hardaway.
Ooh, yeah. I remember this.
I don't know.
Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton is looked upon as the most overrated player in the league.
You said with Hardaway, but if you would have just said with Dame, it just happened like two seconds ago.
Too obvious.
You said I wanted a hint. I didn't want a hint from 2 years ago.
It just happened like 2 months ago.
Okay, so Halliburton?
Halliburton, 14.4% of the vote.
He's really good.
Rudy Gobert, 10% of the vote. Trae Young.
8.9%.
And then our own favorite ex-player, Jimmy Butler.
Oh.
Jimmy Butler, the fourth most overrated player in the league in the eyes of the NBA players, 5.5% of the vote.
I can see that. I think that here, and I say this fully appreciating who Jimmy is, but if you want to be the star of a team and want to be treated like that, when the team needs you to score 30, you need to score 30. You don't have that. Everybody has that one player that you know you're going to get 25, 30 out of that guy, right? When we watch all these games, the anomaly was what the hell OKC just did to Memphis. Scoring all those points, beating them by 50, and SGA had a bad day. Yep. That doesn't normally happen. But on a night-to-night basis, when you look at all the teams that are left, there's one guy that you could go to and say, that guy's going to get me 25 to 30. And the issue with Jimmy is that we tried to talk ourselves into thinking that wasn't important while the team wasn't scoring any points.
Yeah, I think, but also like age probably had the most to do with it.
Yeah, no. I get he's getting older and all that, but I'm saying that, like,
I would like him to throw up a stinker at this next game. I mean, I didn't like that first.
Here's why. Guess what? He ain't the guy.
Doesn't matter.
They're trying to run around and chase Steph.
He cannot be the guy all he wants. Like, Pajemski ain't showing up for him like that. They need Jimmy to still be pretty damn good.
But listen,
especially before
when the focal point's not on Jimmy. He's above average, right? But he plays in a way that if they put all that heat on him, right? Like, if I was another team, I wouldn't double Steph. Who cares if Steph scores 50? It's Jimmy giving you that 25-30 that's killing you. Double Jimmy. Don't worry about Steph. Who else is going to beat you?
Let me give you one more before we get to break. Do you want either... you could choose most underrated player, best organization, worst organization, or best coach. Who do you want? Which one do you want?
Most underrated player.
Most underrated player, Leroy. Who do you think the players picked?
They didn't pick Bam, but he should be there.
Bam should be there.
But, of course, he's so underrated, they're actually not going to pick him.
Is it?
It's a bonus.
No.
Did not receive any votes.
I would say, are you sure it's not Anthony Edwards?
No.
No.
Okay.
Everyone knows how good he is.
Great game last night.
Underrated.
Kills the Heat. Buzzer beater.
Oh, that's Giddy.
Nope. He does kill the Heat too, though.
Yeah.
Cade Cunningham.
Boom. Cade Cunningham. Number one.
Go through the list of all the people.
You did. It's a list this year, dude. Derek White, number two. Norman Powell, number three. And
Derek White. They don't underrate Derek White. That's all they talk about. How does he underrate? He make 20+ million a year.
I mean, I don't know. That's what the player said, dude. What do you want me? Why are you yelling at me?
I mean. No, I know what it was. It wasn't underrated. It was undergraded. As soon as he fixed his teeth, it was good.
Oh, no.
Okay.
If you guys want to go to Rockville, caller number 5 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 5, to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of four-day general admission passes to Rockville, which is going to be May 15th through the 19th.
See, I don't have to fat shame
or
to
the
18th, have fun.
Excuse me. No, you just it's teeth
always,
shame.
There was always Derek White. I didn't even
Rockville.
If you guys want to go to Rockville, caller 5 to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of four-day general admission passes to Rockville.
Rockville.
We're going to give away a pair of four-day passes every day this week. But right now, caller 5 to 305-567-0560 wins those tickets. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I keeping you up there, Flat Boy? Rockville, back up.
Rockville.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2. Heat getting back on the practice court today as they got game 2 tomorrow against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Leroy, what is the thing after watching game 1? Give me the 2 things you need from the Miami Heat to win game 2.
Energy and height.
So Khalil Ware. That's one. Play more.
Yep. And I would say this, that a lot of what they had success in against Atlanta, Cleveland kind of shut down. And that is all that paint stuff. So you got to find different ways to either get your shot off or shoot more threes to get them to stretch the floor a little bit and then go back to the paint. So
from the energy standpoint, would you like to see Spo? There's been some kick arounds on social media about starting Davion Mitchell. Do you like Davion Mitchell coming off the bench? Because the way they've gone, it's been Ware, Bam, Tyler, Wiggins, Burks. Do you like the idea of putting Davion in the starting lineup and maybe Jovic is the backup? I like
Davion because I think what you need to do is do something to deter Spider getting off early. But here's the kicker. If he gets in foul trouble, then you're screwed late.
What about, speaking of foul trouble, Pella?
Go ahead and get your fouls. Give me six fouls.
Give me six fouls, right?
Give me six fouls. You got to have, listen, you got to sacrifice one of these younglings to the golf gods, right? And say, listen.
Did you say the golf gods?
I mean, to the golf, basketball gods.
Basketball.
Yeah.
I was like, he's throwing them in the Gulf of America?
To the basketball gods, right? You have to, you notice, I pray a lot when I golf because. Throw me the carpet. Please.
Schmeathen says, typical panic move by Tobin. It was one game grow up. Is that a panic move? I feel like a panic move is benching Ware. I feel like that's the panic move.
There's a difference between a panic move and adjustments. These are adjustments because I like the energy of Davion. We let Spider Mitchell go willy-nilly into the paint the first beginning of the game,
mm-hmm,
till he got his groove. I want to break him up a little bit, make him struggle early, right? And then I'll give you a more reasonable chance to go to somebody else. Now, I will say this. Who's the other kid they bring in? The backup point guard.
Pella?
No. On the
Jerome?
No, the other one.
Darius Garland. He's not the backup. He's their starter.
He's the starter. Darius Garland is quicker than all of them.
He's very fast.
And it's hard to stay in front of him, too.
He's licking his chops looking at
Tyler. Right. So you got to do something about that, too. So what are you going to do? They're both in there. What are you going to do with Davion? He can't guard both of them.
Do you put it as a Garland has to beat me? Like Mitchell can't beat me, no matter what.
That's what I would do.
Garland has to beat me.
That's what I would do. I would say Garland has to beat me.
I mean, yeah, I think the thing is like you need to find some way to like slow one of them down because they both killed. No. I mean, all three guards killed you. The point of the perimeter defense just broke down.
They basically play a game equivalent to March Madness. Like usually if you have really good guards, you go far in March Madness. It's not about the bigs. It's not about the wings. Point guards.
It's good training for Boston. Same thing, you know. Derek White, Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench.
No, but they're big. Boston's big. Cleveland's they chuck big. Up a lot of threes.
Yeah. Probably more threes than this team, but it's
I mean, they're both like, listen, they're two of the best offenses in the league, and the Heat are not. Like, and that's the thing. Davion said this. He goes, we have to be the harder playing team. I think Anthony Chang reported that the Miami Heat, it was like 9 of the 13 loose balls Cleveland got.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have that happen. You need to win all those marginal things that the Heat, look, had to have success with their wins against Boston and Milwaukee and those series. Even with Jimmy, like they had to do all the things where like you're not losing any of those. You're not giving them any extra possessions because it hurts you too much. You can't have, you know, you can't have Mobley and Jared Allen keep stuff alive. And then you certainly can't afford to have too many of the turnovers. Like it's like Bam said, like their turnover total wasn't terrible if you look at a regular season game. Mm-hmm. But a team as potent as Cleveland's going to kill you. Like it is going to take a little bit, like it is going to take, you know, nearly – not a perfect game, but I mean, a much more improved game and to beat this team. That's kind of what it took the last year when they were able to beat Boston in game two. I mean, it took a record amount, I think, of playoff threes as well. Miami wasn't, they weren't drowned by the threes in this game really until you got to the fourth quarter and Jerome went crazy. That was kind of the one big thing. They kind of stuck with them with the shooting. I mean, Spider had a pretty awful night shooting until like the very end. Until he hit those last couple, right. Yeah. But he started, what did he start, like 0 for 8?
Yeah, 0 for 7. And they made two in a row when he needed them.
Rothschild says, Tobin is always panicking. I'm not panicking! Stop saying I'm panicking! I'm not panicking!
No, you know what? I did see you instill a little bit of calmness into Michael McCullough when we talked to him earlier, reminding him the series hasn't started yet.
It hasn't started yet. I'm not panicking. Listen, do I think that there should be some tweaks? Yes. But you want to know why? Because I think you got to get a little weird. And I think you got to show them something. You think you're the big team?
A little weird.
Well, here's tall time for you. Here's Jovic, Ware, Bam, Tyler, Wiggins. Do something with it. Or put Davion in there as well. You know, I don't know. Wiggins, if you want to show up, let's.
That'd be nice.
He hasn't earned his heat stripes, by the way.
No way.
Just so we're clear.
Just
so we're clear.
I even give Slow-Mo his stripes already. Slow-Mo's done more than
Slow-Mo's got more stripes?
Yeah, dude. Those two, three,
I don't think I disagree with you. Who's earned their heat stripes more, Slow-Mo or Wiggins? I think you probably would say Slow-Mo.
I'd say Slow-Mo, man.
He's the opposite of what the Cavs are. Right?
Yeah. Don't you wish you could just like that? He seems like if you put Slow-Mo like on a silent film, back in the day, before they had volume, and you just put like an orchestra behind them, like, like you just have the.
Well, because even with the old black and whites with Charlie Chaplin, they moved fast. No, he couldn't make it. He would have to be in a love song.
What is that? What is that? Is that a sliding flute that they play for?
No, it's called the.
Is that a kazoo? I don't know what that is.
Dade South says the Zonky earned its stripes.
What is wrong with y'all?
Can I tell you how much I laughed when I saw that people thought a Zonky was a donkey and a Larry Zonka?
If I ever get to go to that place, I'm gonna be like, hey, you know, you guys should have named this thing Larry.
Ooh, Larry, like, I don't get Zonky. It.
Zonky.
Wow.
I miss his tweets.
Me too, man. It's almost that time. A couple months away.
Oh, no, you know he's going to have something to say about the draft.
Gonzalo says Davion needs to start. Bring Pella off the bench. I don't hate it, but I kind of like it flipped. Because it always feels like that fifth starter, like you need to give them the least amount of stuff to start off, right? Because you're going to probably feed Andrew Wiggins, and you're probably going to go to Bam early on. So, like, I just feel like Pella's, because Davion's been cooking. You know, I kind of like what he's bringing off the bench with energy and stuff. Like, I don't want to mess with that. But Burks, I don't know. You know, Pella's not a great shooter by any means.
Nope. Energy. That's all we're into.
He's energy.
For.
He is energy and great hair.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Handsome.
Handsomer than this Max Strus, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, sick of him, man.
Pella's way handsomer than Max Strus.
Oh, and he'd never do his hair like that.
Ridiculous. But even if he did, if he did want to do his hair like Max Strus, it would look way better.
For sure.
Because he's Swedish.
Yep.
And this Max Strus really thinks he's something.
Look at me. I got great hair and $70 million, and I can hit threes not even looking. Me.
Where's Max Strus?
Good for you, dude. Where's he from?
Yeah.
Like Illinois, I believe.
I think he's Slovenian and German.
Oh, you're talking about like his heritage?
Yeah. Well, stupid. It looks stupid. Slovenian. Did you know that?
You're just mad you can't grow hair like that, Marcos.
I don't have the patience.
Or the arrogance.
or the arrogance.
Take a break. Back after this.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every
morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Leroy, I just want to say on behalf of the show, I appreciate your professionalism today getting through. I know what happened to you today was hurtful and in a lot of ways wrong to have your birthday.
You're doing this to me?
To have your birthday erased.
Get me angry.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm honestly, look.
It's because
I understand your
voice.
I understand your anger, J-Fig, because you did a great job on the newsletter. No bit. You did a great job on the newsletter with an awful mistake, which was. No, don't leave. Don't leave, Leroy. No, come on.
Leroy.
I mean, you hurt him. It's not so much that
Leroy
he's mad.
Knows
it's
not personal.
It's that he's hurt.
You know, Spirit Leroy, we go way back.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Like, you would think, if you forgot.
We ate crab together.
Frog Boys.
We did eat crab together.
That's different.
Is it?
Also, I'm allowed to forget his?
No, you haven't forgotten his.
Although it's a useless month.
No, it's okay. Listen, I have no need to talk about my birthday. Why would we?
Worst month of the year.
All right.
No sports.
Fodder, though.
Huh? Unless, I mean, there is fodder, but fodder's more of a July thing.
Okay.
So I can, you know, it's the start of training camp, exciting fodder. For like one day. Then we're like, hey, Leroy yells at me. He goes, it's not real football.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe we'll have the Marlins this year.
Oh,
maybe.
Look at that.
You better hope we better have the Marlins this year.
Well, if anything, we always got our
day.
Max Flyer.
Hold on.
Ooh.
That's a reach.
Why? You don't know that. I think they're fun this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Eric Frogerman.
Huh. All right.
That's a bit of a stretch. Can we get a revision? Can we just do a May newsletter that's specifically about Leroy?
I'm going to have his face
in
everything.
An all-May newsletter dedicated to Leroy to make up for such crimes.
Here's what I don't want.
That would be really nice.
He's going to have a quote.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want the overdone apology to make like it look like, oh, he was a jerk. That's why she had to do this.
I understand.
Oh,
too much.
I call you a
doing
jerk,
too much.
So there's
too much. I understand.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Like it's
painful. Done. It's painful.
Yeah. That's what damage is done is.
Right.
Wow.
I understand.
When you say damage is done.
I understand.
That means you can't go back and like maybe, better luck next year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Should I remind you?
No. This has to come from her heart.
Right.
Did you have to remind me when your birthday was?
Wow.
Yeah, I did, actually.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Not if it was
Monday
in publication.
Monday last week.
Mm-hmm.
And did we forget? Nope.
Did not.
If it wasn't for, you know, social media, yeah.
AI cake.
No, we wouldn't have!
Well, this is the thing that day and age is social media cheapens things, you know? But when it's in print, that's supposed to be forever. This is a record of our company's news.
Oh, my God. Like, if you ever paid attention before.
I did. I thought I was like.
Well, we didn't pay attention because normally we weren't in it, and then you start putting us in it.
You know, I thought.
You're welcome.
I really thought.
One little thing.
But I thought.
Everything gets overlooked.
You know, I thought you were David Wells. I thought this was going to be a perfect game, but it turns out you're Armando Galarraga, you know?
Oh, and no one wants to be Armando Galarraga.
He had his perfect game, J-Fig, ruined by an umpire, of course.
Did he?
Technicality.
What?
Yes, you don't remember this?
It was so bad, the umpire cried.
Yep.
What?
After the game.
He pitched a perfect game, and the umpire...
Not.
Ruined it. He cried.
The umpire, Jim Joyce, who had pipes as an umpire. Everybody knew Jim Joyce. Strike!
Oh.
Everybody knew a Jim Joyce game when he was calling it.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he went from cool voice umpire...
Oh, no.
To the guy who blew a perfect game. And there's no going back. Because once it's not perfect, it's not perfect.
You'll never be perfect again.
I should just quit.
Luis says, Joe Zagacki over Leroy. Solana.
Don't say that word.
Solana.
We grabbed together.
Solana.
I got his birthday. Every time you say it.
Wow.
Are we serious?
What?
Solana got his birthday wishes in the...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't wish any birthday.
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't. I mean, you did.
Copy and paste, Tobin. Copy and paste.
Just saying, JV.
Wow.
Do I have to yell louder?
Wait, question. Does that mean next year won't be in there again because there's nothing to copy and paste from?
I guess.
Can't copy and paste from this year.
Mm. I'll just quit now and then somebody else can take over.
For newsletter?
We don't know anybody else.
Well.
I would have gladly given up my dirty boxing picture for you being in the newsletter, Leroy.
One of those three dirty boxing pictures in there.
You guys are so annoying. Literally, don't talk to me tomorrow.
Oh
no, because tomorrow.
Actually, it's funny because the newsletter starts off picture of her, right?
A beautiful picture of Jennifer and says,
always.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that.
Always starts off.
Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
It says,
hello, team.
Hello.
No, stop reading.
I hope.
I'm muting you.
I hope. When she pulled the gym dance?
Yeah.
Hello, friends.
Hello, team.
It's been a while since we've communicated in this.
Can you stop it? Close your laptop, okay?
I just want to make
sure. I'm going to slap. Okay.
I hope everyone is doing well.
Brendan!
We overcame the South Florida winter.
Yes.
And well, now we move onward to spring.
Onward!
Spring!
We have had an eventful beginning of the year.
Yep.
And a lot to catch up on.
Hmm. Except birthdays.
Except birthdays. Look at a picture of my parrot cake. Fat ass parrot.
I'm leaving. Have a great day.
We're all leaving.
Mucho gracias.
I'd like to close today's show with a Shams bomb.
Whoa!
The NBA is fining Minnesota's Anthony Edwards $50,000 for telling someone in the Lakers crowd, "My bleep is bigger than yours."
Wow.
Sources tell ESPN.
Must be talking about his poop.
Nah. Oh. After he made a three, probably, or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he was on the scorer's table with Rudy Gobert. And I think the guy was talking bleep, and he says, "He makes $200 million, and my bleep is bigger than yours." $50,000. That's what it cost him. I'm sorry, Leroy.
I'm adding that to the newsletter.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
No.
I think he's fine. I think he's good.
His birthday is next month, okay?
Well,
let it go.
Yeah, but if we get a newsletter every 4 months, then I mean, I got to get on the early.
Well, it ain't my fault. Tell your coworkers to be faster.
Coworkers? I'm with my coworkers now. My coworker didn't remember my birthday.
The editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
CEO of the newsletter.
Sounds like I should be getting paid more if I'm CEO.
Cycle of doom.
Poor Leroy.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.